I think for the last 60 years, the greatest achievement of Nigeria is how we have managed to remain one as a country, despite all the conflicts around different regions. So the greatest challenge remains how the country and its leaders will manage our diversity for continuous unity, for development and progress for its citizens. I think for all Nigerians at different levels, both at the political level and what other level that we have in this country, we must manage to live with this sickness somehow. We can never get tired of treating any sickness that comes across our way. And that includes, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic. So we can never get tired of trying to find a solution to the spread of this virus. So I encourage all Nigerians to stick to the regulations provided globally and even by the Nigerian government, and to see how we can manage and limit and mitigate, you know, the spread of COVID-19 in our country. I think the greatest impact of this project has been the ability, first of all, in addressing issues of COVID-19, translating most of the significant information about the pandemic and the virus into different local languages so that ordinary people at the local level can have significant access to the information and how to avoid, you know, the spread of this virus.
Ko ka taba jin labarin ciwon COVID-19?
Ka sani ciwon COVID-19 da gaske na kuma.
Hi, you don't hear of COVID-19. You think say they true or not just talk?
Be me bu bon wu COVID-19 begora. Anye COVID-19 beka ga lipsi ga galipsi so. Bum juke ni wu.
Shin kana da masani ya game da cutar COVID-19? Ko dai kana ganin almara ce kawai.
Shakka ba.
Ta andalado oto corona with COVID-19 nedo. Be una ushiyo. Galo.
In terms of the security aspect, we are very privileged at the Kuka Center to also be the secretariat of the National Peace Committee, made up of key stakeholders who have access to government, which has facilitated and supported their interventions in spreading the measures of the federal government so that people can abide by those. So we have been very fortunate in that aspect at the Kuka Center. It is important that the police always remember their responsibility to safeguard and to protect the lives and property of people. So we must put an end to the abuses, not just by SARS, but within the police. But then going forward, the government must undertake a strategic, comprehensive and very serious security reform, not just within the police, but all within the, you know, every aspect of the security institution that we have in this country. I think the first message is that you cannot have development and progress in any place without peace. So Kuka Center remains committed to promoting peace in every sector in this country. And the second message is that, you know what, peace has to be a collective responsibility for every Nigerian. So we hope and we pray that every Nigerian will join hands with the Kuka Center in supporting peace in every aspect of the nation.